Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now, wearing orange for the first time, Steve Saban!
All hail the Houston Astros, proclaimed 3 years ago by the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Is that crazy or what? I saw that this morning.
Proclaimed as your 2017 World Series champs. The prophecy has come true.
And that was before they had lost 100 games a year.
Wasn't
it? Was it during the 100 loss?
No, it was as the worm began to turn.
But you know what? If they don't win, nobody goes back and goes, well, weren't the Astros supposed to win this year?
Well, are they doing this every year? Are they predicting the World Series champ 3 years in advance every year? Or is it just
I wish they would. I'd definitely go to Vegas and bet on it. Speaking of which, let's start with that. We didn't talk about this yesterday.
I saw the story.
This was an incredible story that was so good. It was too good to be totally true, which it wasn't. But it was still pretty good. Well, yeah. So here was the story, Brian. Apparently, word started spreading around Vegas that there was a mystery bettor who had successfully moneyline bet the winner of Game 1 of the World Series, let it ride. Game 2 of the World Series, let it ride. Game 3, Game 4, Game 5. And let it ride, let it ride, let it ride. And that by the time Game 6 came around, having successfully moneyline bet, which moneyline just means you pick the winner. You're not picking, you know, minus one or two runs. It's just who's going to win. By Game 6, he let his winnings ride, and he was betting $14 million on that game.
Wow.
Or no, he was betting like $6 million or something like that. And that because he won Game 6, he was stood at $14 million, and the buzz yesterday afternoon was he's going to let it ride one last time on Game 7. That was the story that mushroomed up out of the Vegas and was buzzing and was being talked about all over the place. And it's a great story, and it's sort of true.
Sort? Okay, now.
Which means it's not true.
if that's the way you want to call it, then yeah. Okay.
Technically. Okay.
So I had on my friend Gil Alexander from VSiN out there in Vegas. Bob, you saw me on with Gil and his show in Brent Musburger's giant aquarium in the middle of the depressing South Point Casino in the middle of nowhere on the south end of the strip.
What were the boys enjoying that was dirt cheap? It wasn't prime rib while you were in there, but they all
went like a shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, and it was like, hey, these are like a buck and a half, and they were jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, because they were Vietnamese sewer-raised shrimp. I mean, you know.
It doesn't matter where they come from. Just eat them and enjoy them.
Those are good.
Are these free-range shrimp? Sure. Do you want them to be free-range shrimp? They're free-range.
No.
Whatever.
No, they're raised in the fertile sewers of Vietnam. Make them grow huge.
Yeah, fine.
Of course, they're feeding on everyone else's feces.
There's,
yeah.
There's poop all over the food world. You know,
there sure is.
There is. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
I liked Brent's home, his new home.
Did you?
It was okay.
It felt, you know what? When I heard like, oh, it's at the South Point Casino, it's, you know, just a little ways down off the strip. I was like, okay, cool, we'll go. And it felt like the cab ride took forever.
On the way back, it didn't, though, when we had the guy tell us
the guy.
The story.
Remind me to publish that video.
The guy
of
who
the
talked to Hooker into remaining a hooker when she was thinking about quitting.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that out. I'm going to publish that. That the world needs to see that. It's absolutely hilarious.
That was a good experience. We saw Brent. We got that driver. It was fun.
It was fun, but that casino is way off the strip. It's more than 5 minutes down the road.
And it's a ways,
It's depressing. It's just sort of empty.
Well, you make that drive and you go, why did I come here? This is
isn't as good
as where I was.
I know. But that's where Brent Shop is. So anyway, those guys know what they're talking about out there. They know all the bookmakers. They all know all the shops. And so I knew that my buddy Gil, who does their midday show on VSiN, would know the answer to this. And I called him up yesterday, had him on the air. I said, is this true? And he said, partly. He said that there was
again,
a mystery
so
bettor.
No.
There was a, well, okay, here's what the story was. There was a mystery bettor who indeed had picked the first six games of the World Series correct and was going around and spreading his money around to many different sports books in Vegas to get a significant amount of money down on the World Series. Couple hundred thousand dollars here, couple hundred thousand dollars there, and that up until, you know, yesterday, he was an unknown big-time gambler. So I said, ooh, interesting. So in other words, a big fish came swimming out of the depths, out of the murky depths of Vegas, and just started crushing the World Series. And he goes, yep. And I said, wow. I said, that's really kind of cool, because in Vegas, they know who the big gamblers are. And they know who the whales are. And so it's a tight-knit community. And so I said, well, why wouldn't the guy just bet all $2 million, $3 million, $5 million at one sports book on the World Series?
Right, he said, if you're betting the same thing, why?
He said no sports book would take that much action
and that
in a single bet.
Brings me to where I was going to ask you, what gets their attention bet-wise where they have to get approval? What dollar amount?
I think a couple hundred thousand is probably it. Because he was going around like a paper route to get his money down.
But still, since it's a money line bet.
New York Post says he walked away from Game 7.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he ended up not betting last night's game, which is good because he was going to bet the Dodgers.
But if it's money line, Steven, there's no minus this or minus that or plus or whatever.
No, there is minuses. The money line is always either minus 120 or plus 145.
That's going to move the line then. That much money being bet one way or the other.
But here's the thing. An individual sports book does not want to be exposed to a big loss. They always want to come out 10% ahead, no matter what. The sports book, they're not the ones gambling. They're the ones raking. Do you get what I mean by that? If the sports book takes a $3 million bet, now they're gambling $3 million against this guy who walked into their shop. Because they can't lay that money off. They can't lay that liability off to other books. They can't do it quick enough. And here's the other thing. They could move their line, if they wanted to account for the fact that some yahoo walked in with $3 million and said, I'll take the Astros. But they don't want to be out of line with the odds of the series compared to the other shops, because it makes them uncompetitive. And it makes them further exposed to other people going, hey, let me come over here to the South Point where they've moved the line across from Dodgers plus 120 to Dodgers minus 120. So they just don't do it. Make sense? No? Yes? Am I getting through? Kind
of? I just sort of boiled it down to they don't have enough money to cover that bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
money.
It.
Money moves the line, right? Yeah.
But moving the line as a defense mechanism to, okay, let's get some more people over here on the Dodgers.
Yes.
That requires time, and it requires other books in town also moving their lines. So it's like one giant boulder into a perfectly calm pond. It disrupts everything.
That is.
So if he called all six games correctly. How many times was he almost wrong? You know, bottom of the ninth. Lead
oh, he would have been able to shove a lump of coal up his sphincter and poop
turn
out
it
a five carat diamond.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, no doubt. This series had just
it would have felt like having a trunk full of Colombian white powder and a cop tailing you for 100 miles.
That's what it would have felt like. It's been a pretty hairy World Series, so he must have really been sweating a lot of these games.
But how about that? That is a great story, even though it's only partially true. And I see this morning, this is great, your friend and mine, Brent Musburger, called out a guy in Vegas who is considered by many to be a charlatan and a fraudster, a guy by the name of R.J. Bell. Brent tweets out, yo, RJ Bell, VSIN exists because of bull shiners like you, maybe Deadspin was right. Because Deadspin wrote a pretty critical piece on RJ Bell as a scamster, as yet another one of these guys saying, if you don't have a phone, buy a phone. Sort of like Jimmy Mascaron.
You know, it sounded a lot like Jimmy, actually.
That's funny how that is. Yeah. Jimmy was 1-3 last week, so
cooling off a little bit.
The bloom is off.
Hey, tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow is another day.
So after the game, not only did the Astros revel in the win, but Carlos Correa proposed to his girlfriend.
Which brings us to the question I started the show out with this morning to Brian. I said, he had to give that ring to, like, the clubhouse manager and say, hey.
One of the clubbies.
If this works out. Because Brian said, well, there could be a little shelf in the dugout. And I said,
You could bring a bag.
Gotta
be a shelf, right?
For your things.
Are you crazy?
No.
Leaving a diamond?
These guys are all blinged up. They have all kinds of stuff.
Brian, leaving a diamond in a major league dugout that is full of sunflower seeds, tobacco, batting donuts, cleats, pine tar rags.
Are these guys geniuses?
They're ball players, Brian.
Well.
Oh, you're saying that he could have, that it's a good idea.
He could have, yeah.
Not that it was a good idea.
I think there's a good chance.
You're not endorsing it as a good idea.
No.
Okay, good. The last thing I have ever called a Major League Baseball dugout is organized.
Which indicates
good housekeeping isn't rolling in to take a photo shoot of a freaking dugout.
Indicates there's a lot of crap laying around in there.
Everywhere.
People bring gloves, hats, bats, whatever.
Altuve could have spit on it. That guy never stopped spitting. How does he not just black out from dehydration out there?
I don't know.
Spit.
I don't know, but I love that guy. Did we tell the story about how he got signed by the Astros?
I don't think we've covered that.
Jose Altuve went to a tryout for the Astros. They told him, don't come back. He came back anyway, like Costanza. They finally said, okay, fine. We'll sign you for $15,000.
Well, that seems kind of light.
He's now an MVP candidate. Will probably win AL MVP. How great a story is that? A shrimpy little 5'6" guy with no pedigree tries out for the Houston Astros. They go, you're not any good. Please don't come back and waste our time. He did anyway.
Who said you're no good to that guy? He's a stud out there.
I know. They just missed the boat. This is
Scouts, when someone draws number one in the draft or is picked over.
I went number one in the draft.
All a crapshoot.
How'd you do?
Don't know.
Spent my entire career in the minors.
They miss guys.
Yeah.
I love Altuve. He is just one of my favorite guys. He's such a little spark plug, that guy. So Carlos Correa, very selfish, took away from the team's moment by making it all about him and his girl. Hey, everybody. Way to go, you douche. Way to take away from the team moment.
So you're not in favor.
Nah, you got to be a team player. Come on, man. It's like, we won the World Series. I love you, man. That's great. And then Carlos Correa is like, I got engaged. Yeah. Why'd you do that now? See, now I got to.
How'd you feel?
About you. Hey, like congratulations. You got engaged.
You don't announce your engagement at somebody else's wedding. You don't do it after World Series.
You have a celebration going on. Save it for later. Yeah,
wherever you are, be all there.
You're right. That's a good point. Yes.
Right.
How did you like Kate Upton with Verlander out there?
They're supposed to be going off to Italy
this
weekend.
But they weren't talking about that.
Yeah. How did I like her?
Well, I'm just saying, she's down there on the
field. I feel like Tommy Lasorda when asked about what do you think of Kingman's performance. What do I think of Kate Upton? That's quite a question, Bob.
Yeah.
I think she's a bleeping smoke show. I mean, what do you want?
So you're okay with her being out there talking about the World Series win with Verlander?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
All right.
If she was ugly, no, get out of my TV.